The first study, I'm going to be reading a few more verses than what's on the outline exactly, as directed. So we'll begin in Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 11 through 14 to guide us on our day here. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's for the verses that we're going to be looking at for the whole day. But for this study, I'm just going to reread verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And then we're going to turn to John chapter 1. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 and 2 and 14 through 18. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. In verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten of the Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And I believe our brother Al is opening the first study.
Good morning, brother and sister. Nice to be again all together to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus. As we know, the study is all about the grace. And the grace is a word and a subject. I don't think we need one day to cover all the grace we find in the scripture. But I just want to take a few minutes to share with you, just for the first study, what has been done, the grace, what has been done to us. First of all, I would say the word grace, it comes from the New Testament, translated to satisfaction. Satisfaction, a blessing, this kind of thing, it's the meaning of the grace. You know, my beloved, we all can share our grace with each other. I can show my grace to Brother Wesley. He can show his grace to me. But when the grace is connected with God himself, that's a different thing. That's totally a different thing. It's not like we have a grace toward each other. But with God, it's totally different. It means more powerful thing. You know, the grace is basically is God's choice to bless us. God chose to bless me, to bless everyone here, to bless us. That's what the grace is. Not to curse us, but to bless us, the blessing we are not deserved. Did anyone of us deserve, he think that he deserved the blessing of God? No one. No one of us. God shows us both mercy and grace. He shows me mercy. He shows me grace also. But there is a huge difference between these two words. Mercy and grace. See here. Mercy. What mercy done to you and to me? He lifted up the punishment of God upon us. But the grace goes even furthermore. Goes even furthermore. He showed me the love that grace toward my enemy. Toward my enemy. That's what the grace is. Mercy is usually easy for God to give me. Mercy maybe can cancel my debt to God, or mercy can, like in God's eyes, mercy is cover all my sin. And how God done that? We know he doesn't, by offering his sinless son in my place, in your place, in everyone's place. But God goes beyond mercy, goes to give grace to me and you when we are still enemy of God. That's what it is. He offered forgiveness to us. He offered everything you imagine about the grace. But we have to be careful when we read the verse we already read in front of us from Titus 2:11. From Titus 2:11, it means basically some people, they understand that the grace was given to each one of us or to the whole world. But that's not the translation of that verse. Grace is sufficient to cover every single man in this world. But there is. Grace is given to you and me if we accept what he offer us as his blessed son, only son for my son. This is the grace. I mean that grace. Also, we have to look to that verse. We say maybe the grace is appear that it have no existence before, and that's totally wrong too, because the grace is our Lord Jesus. When he come here, he show us that the grace which is from eternity past. The grace was there, but it is waiting for the moment that to find the person which can appear to us through him, and that the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the grace. That's what the grace. You know something? The people in that time, they are living in the time when the Bible written, they are living in, like I say, transformation in both things. They are living under the law, and the believer, when they accept the Lord Jesus, they are shifting to the grace, let's say, from dispensation to dispensation from Allah. And that's difficult. That's not easy. At all, it is not easy. So the people in that time, they are living under law, and the grace has come in that time, and that's very difficulty. And there is a very big difference between grace and the law in that time. So many different, because I just want to say, like not much of them, because it's going to take more time. It's basically that law is condemned. Grace gives life. Law, it tell me, do good, I will bless you. The great say, I bless you, so do good. A little introductory to what we're going to study, and there is a lot to say about it. Thank you.